Hello, and welcome to Financials Podcast, Future Rich. My name is Barbara Ginty, and I am your host. And I am here to welcome you to, this is insane, Season 5. So I can't believe we are officially in Season 5. I can't believe it's 2022. I don't know about how you feel, but it feels like 2021 will just not end. I still feel like I'm in 2021. And I apologize if I sound a little off. I am still sick. I've been sick since 2021, still sick here in 2022. So apologies for my voice sounding a bit different. But we did not want to delay the season from getting started. So today, Friday the 21st, we are welcoming back the Future Rich podcast to season 5. We have super exciting first guest for you guys for next week. We'll see if you guys can guess it. Hopefully, and I think most of you do, you watch Bravo. So we have a couple of Bravo celebrities coming on. And so they are going to be our official, we're going to call it an inspirational episode. I like to bring on a couple inspirational episodes during the season. And so I think you'll be really excited about this conversation. It was really great. And so we will be airing that. That will be our opener next week, which is super exciting. So we'll see if you guys can guess who the Bravo celebrity is. And that will air. That will be our first true episode on January 28th. And then just for those that were able to listen, we did a breaking news episode where we aired Jessica Roy of the LA Times, just because it was super pertinent. She is doing that free newsletter, and that she had that event on the 11th to correspond with her newsletter. But the newsletter, I think, is a great tool if you're looking to get your finances put together in 2022. I don't know who puts together goals for the new year. I certainly do. But we brought that to you in the middle of our break because we wanted to make sure that you knew about it. And so we will get back to it next week with our Bravo celebrities. And then the other update I wanted to let you know about is we are in the thick of things preparing the coaching program. We are going to now have two versions. So we are going to have the pre-recorded version, which will be the one that's going to be available first. And this program is going to be a lower cost since it's going to be pre-recorded. And I also wanted to make it lower cost and I wanted to make it more accessible. And this coaching program is really more for any of you who are interested in transitioning into personal finance as a career, or if you're just in the beginning stages of a personal finance career. So it could be either or, and this would be the right program for you. We will be rolling out the more robust program a little later this year, and that's going to be the live version, and that's going to be a much higher ticket price, and that's going to be more for people who are already in personal finance and looking to scale their businesses. So this first one that we have coming out in early February is for really the people that are looking at the Great Resignation and thinking maybe they want to be a part of it. I think that personal finance is a great career path, especially for women. And I'd love to see more women get into personal finance. So I put together basically a program with all my experience, how I got in, how I was able to build a business, and basically all the nitty-gritty that you need to know about personal finance as a career. So whether you're thinking about switching or you just got started and don't know, you know, how to drive your career in this industry, this would be the perfect program for you. I feel like, at least in my opinion, I think real estate gets a lot of credit, especially with amongst women, as being a career path that you could choose that provides a lot of flexibility and unlimited earning potential. And for some reason, I've never heard anyone promote personal finance like that. And it can absolutely embody both of those characteristics, just like real estate, where you can have flexibility depending on how you structure your career, and you absolutely have unlimited earning potential. So, you know, not to be a snake oil salesman here, because it's all about what you put in, but it has the exact same features as a real estate career. And I would say the biggest difference with personal finance versus real estate is with personal finance, you can build a recurring revenue business so that once you build your business, it should have similar recurring revenue every year. And so I think that's the biggest differentiator between real estate and personal finance. So I actually think has another advantage over real estate. Obviously, I'm not in real estate and personal finance, but I would love to see more women seriously consider personal finance as a career path, because I think it provides a lot of value to the clients and the, you know, people who are looking for advisors. I think women make great advisors and coaches, and I think we need to see more of them. So that is the whole reason I have been working on this coaching program. The whole reason I made it pre-recorded, the whole reason we've lowered the price point. I would absolutely love to see more women get into this business. And so you can go to the link, our profile on Instagram, and there'll be a link to pre-register. And so we will have it out and in the world alive in just a couple weeks here. We're just waiting for our compliance approval. And then once you get on the list, we will email you as soon as it's open and ready to go. So I hope lots of you sign up. I'm really excited about it. We'll probably be doing some Facebook and Instagram lives to correspond with it, just to give some interaction and questions answered. But for now, you can check out the link on Instagram at Future Rich Podcast and get signed up. And so I'm just going to leave you with that teaser. We have a coaching program. We have an episode guide. And episode guide is on our website. And you will be very excited with who we have coming on the show next week. So please don't miss it. And I can't wait. We have some really great content lined up for you this coming year. So don't forget to follow and like us on wherever you get your podcast. So you can rate us now on Spotify. So if you could give us a rating, that would be amazing. And then you can follow us at Future Rich Podcast on Instagram for our most up-to-date information.